Duke Energy wants answers on how testimony by a state toxicologist was leaked to the Associated Press. Duke believes an environmental group is responsible and wants a court hearing on the matter. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has more.
One of the key disagreements in lawsuits over coal ash cleanups in the state is whether private wells near Duke's coal ash plants are safe. In recent weeks, court depositions by several state scientists became public, describing a fierce debate among the scientists and top aides to Governor Pat McCrory. Duke had tried to keep one of those depositions private, testimony by state toxicologist Dr. Kenneth Rudo. He helped draft letters last year that told hundreds of homeowners not to use their wells because tests show they contain heavy metals. In the deposition, Rudo says he objected to a second letter this spring that told well owners their water was safe, and he questioned the actions of the state health director, who was appointed by Governor McCrory. 3 weeks ago, an Associated Press reporter got hold of Rudo's full deposition from an undisclosed source and published a story. Duke says the deposition was leaked by the Southern Environmental Law Center, which denies the accusation. In any case, Duke is asking a federal judge to hold a hearing. Spokeswoman Paige Sheehan says it should have been up to the court to make Rudo's testimony public.
Our objective is not to ask reporters who their sources are. The objective here is to find out who really took the authority away from the court to decide on this issue.
Duke maintains the testimony is incomplete. Sheehan says the company is concerned that somebody made sure the media got only half the story. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.